Now, the CCMA has issued Public Servants Association, that's the PSA, with a non-resolution certificate. And this means that the union can now embark on a protected strike after giving the employer 48 hours notice. The PSA, which represents more than 235,000 public sector employees, says that despite having declared a dispute, it had made every effort to engage with government as the employer during the conciliation process regarding the proposed salaries tabled to the unions. But for more, we join on the line now by Astrid Al Anani, who's a manager for labor relations at the collective bargaining at Public Servants Association. Thanks so much for your time. Welcome to Updated Noon.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure.
So, Astrid, let's just start off by just establishing you as PSA. You've said that government is delaying the dispute process on the current public sector wage negotiations. What exactly are your grievances at this point?
We have started on the 1st of March already with the Rest of Labour, where we all tabled our demand. We all know that subsequently, around the 23rd of April, all parties has reached a deadlock. Some of the unions then engaged in a facilitation process. The PSA initially also did. We hoped that that process would bring some kind of resolution. But 3 days within the process, we realized that there's no movement, that there was no revised offer, and that there was no progress made. So following that, the PSA then declared a dispute. There was a delay in setting down the dispute for conciliation, but it eventually took place on the 3rd of June. We then went through the process. There was no attempt from the employer side to reconcile the dispute. They have more raised jurisdictional issues and questions on whether we were entitled to refer a dispute. The commissioner obviously ruled in favor of the PSA and that the bargaining council does have jurisdiction to deal with the dispute. And then subsequently the time ran out and we were issued with a certificate of non-resolution. What that entails us now is to follow the due processes of the pre-strike requirements. One of them is to ballot our members. And we need to hear now from our members on whether they would support us engaging on industrial action and as of from when. Our ballot process is about to start this week and will anticipate to end around the 22nd of June. But that date is going to be confirmed by our leadership that is currently in a strategic meeting where such discussions is taking place.
So just on a point of clarity, you're going to ballot your members again to find out whether you should re-engage with government at this stage?
We will ballot our members to hear if we can now officially serve the employer with a notice to go on a strike. Remember, the Labour Relations Act was amended and to make sure that members, before a union issues a notice for strike, it must first ballot its members. And the majority of its members must be in support of those that is taking part in the ballot, must be in support of strike action before we are allowed to issue a notice. These are just pre-strike procedures. It's not major hiccups or issues, but it will all depend on what the membership is saying.
So there seems to be disunity among the unions and union federations at this stage with regard to how to deal with this particular matter. Why are you not seeing eye to eye with the other unions?
I don't think it's a question of seeing eye to eye. Labour has, from the beginning, we have drafted our demands, we consolidated the demands, we ran the process together. We just came up to a point where our membership, and PSA is a member-driven organisation, have felt that with government making announcements in the media since last year around the budget implications and cutting costs and not allowing increases for the next 3 years, obviously it starts making you question, why do I need to engage in a long and protracted negotiation process instead of following the legal procedures that have been set by our law in order to resolve the disputes a bit more faster? We don't believe that you should have a discussion that is lasting long and then you don't come out with any clear outcome or way forward. One of the other problems that we are having, and you are probably aware of it, we're having a constitutional court case that is taking place in August on the previous year's salary increases that has not been granted. And that is also going to have an impact on finances. So you would like to finalize the one process in order for you to deal with the next one. So for us, it's more important to bring one matter to conclusion. 1st of April 2021 was supposed to have been the date of implementation already, and we are already in June.
So you have now been issued the non-resolution certificates. You said you will be balloting your members. How long will that process take?
We will most probably give it a week. We do have an electronic system. We are able to get fast responses from our members on it. So we should be able to have a clear indication on where we're going within a week. This is obviously after all these discussions are going to be confirmed in today's meeting with leadership.
Well, thanks so much for the update, Astrid Al-Anani, who is the Manager of Labor Relations at the Collective Bargaining at Public Servants Association. So that's where they are at. The CCMA has, of course, issued the PSA with non-resolution certificates, which means that they are now in a position to go on a protected strike as PSA, their members, provided that they give the regulation 48-hour notice to the employer. So they're going to ballot their members, and then we'll find out where to from here.